This is
How to Steal the Galaxy,
written by Paper Faith and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is a Leverage Guardians of the Galaxy fusion fic,
with additional tags for Tumblr prompt, alternate universe fusion, crack, Rena made me do it, humor,
and is rated, meh, whatever, PG-13. Reader's notes. Rena Jenkins said,
Guardians of the Galaxy as Outer Space Leverage.
Words for Murder said,
So, Rocket is obviously Nate, right? Mastermind with a hang-up or two, but totally one of a kind, and booze is totally over in outer space. His addiction is those funny sticks that Peter imports from Terra, something about pixies. And they wake you up really, really, really a lot. And he has a fast metabolism, okay? And they are amazing! Now go steal nowhere. We need it for that heist.
And Gamora, slightly emotionally stunted, is Parker. And Peter is Sophie because he's smooth. He's so smooth. Ask him how smooth he is. And also the team's people person because have you seen the others?
There is no way he's letting them around people ever again.
That one time with the knives and the Nova Corps was enough. Thanks a lot. He just cannot. And Drax is Elliot and secretly a super chef. 3 stars from the Intergalactic Association of Fine Cuisine, bitches. And Groot is the adorable sidekick that totally comes out of the left field because you did not expect the tree to ruin your credit score for life while also kicking your ass because, hell, he is Groot. Yes, yes. And then a fic happened.
No.
Peter says, sitting in the pilot's chair and looking grumpy.
You're gonna get us all dead. Again.
Rocket, perched on a pile of metal lockboxes that might or might not contain enough explosives to paint half the galaxy red, snorts and bares his teeth.
When have I ever gotten any of you dead?
Are we counting almost deaths? Gamora asks, not looking up from where she's fiddling with her lockpicks, reprogramming them yet again to shave another half second off. You never know when you might need the time to kill an additional guard or two in creative ways.
Never, ever ask why all her tools have unnecessary pointed ends.
Never. Drax, leafing through an intergalactic cooking issue and scribbling the occasional note into a little book pinned to the wall by his head with a knife, frowns.
He said dead, not near dead. Obviously, it does not count.
Peter snatches up one of Gamora's screwdrivers and throws it at him.
Dude, Xandar totally counts. I was shot in the ass. Xandar counts.
Drax catches it and throws it back hard enough to break bone. Fortunately, Groot gets there in time, branch shooting out to snatch the tool out of midair and gently lower it back into their thief's lap.
You did not die.
In the ass! He contorts himself in his seat to point at where the scar lies hidden beneath leather.
Gamora stomps on his foot.
And then pats Groot's bark in silent thanks for returning her baby, while he glares reproachfully at Peter and Drax from behind his computers.
I am Groot.
Peter ducks his head and manfully pretends his foot doesn't feel numb.
Sorry, man. I'm Groot.
Rocket nods agreeably, arms crossed over his chest.
Peter shrugs, waves his hand, whatever.
Cool. But you gotta admit, this plan is insane. Their resident tree flutters his leaves.
I am Groot.
Oh, come on. You can't always take his side. He's nuts.
The leaves shake harder.
I am Groot.
Sheesh.
Shut up, Star-Lord.
Rocket barks.
We've done this kind of job a dozen times.
Not against Nova, Gamora points out. She's finished with her fiddling and is now manically stroking her lockpicks with a single slim green digit.
Kind of like how one would stroke a favorite pet.
Peter carefully edges away a bit.
Just a little. Just what is necessary for survival, in case she tries to kill him with the picks.
Don't judge. It wouldn't be the first time. For a green lady who happens to have been raised by Thanos, she's surprisingly thin-skinned at times.
That is true,
Drax agrees, flipping a page.
I have a foolproof plan,
Rocket protests, jumping so he's standing on top of his stack of boxes, his most menacing snarl on his small face. He's almost half as tall as a sitting Drax like this. Only a man who's never been shot by him would ever point that out.
His guns are a lot bigger than he is.
I am Groot.
Comes from behind the bank of computers, where Groot is happily typing away with about 7 more limbs than he should by rights have. Peter deflates visibly.
Well then, let's hear it, Raccoon.
That earns him a snap of teeth as their fearless leader plops back down on his furry ass and crosses one hind leg over the other.
All right then, listen up, squishies. We're talking 4 tiers of security between us and that damn orb. Level 1, physical locks. Gamora, your job. Guards, Drax.
A grunt and a flick of pages is the only answer he gets.
Groot, can you get the cams and the lasers?
I am Groot.
I'll take it. Which leaves us with the safe. Model Sectem 4000. Never been cracked. To get it open, we need the password, which only the head of security has. Star-Lord, your job. Get that password.
Peter groans.
Why is it always me that has to meet our marks face to face? You can con as well as I do, Rocket.
With an impressive eye roll, Rocket points at his own face, pointy teeth bared and fur bristling. Peter slumps.
The raccoon nods wisely, straightens his whiskers, and snaps his fingers at Groot.
All right, misfits, let's go steal an orb. Nova Corps is never going to know what hit him.
Groot fluffs his leaves. Gamora coos at her favorite tool.
Drax keeps reading.
The end.
Wasn't that so wonderful? It really, really was.